So it's on?
Oh. It's on.
And now, back to Voices of the Game with Nui Scruggs on NBC Sports Radio.
855-323-4NBC is the phone number to reach us. That's 855-323-4NBC. I'm also available to you at Twitter. Hit me up at Nui Scruggs. That's NEWYSCRUGGS. And the station handle is at NBC Sports Radio. We had Jason Cole on to start the show this hour, and I asked him, will he do what Peter King, who writes for Sports Illustrated, has done, where he says he will not use the Washington Redskins mascot name Redskins anymore in his writing, and Jason Cole said he will not. Also today, Christine Brennan, who writes for the USA Today, says she will not use the mascot name as well. Let's bring in friend of the show. We've had him on here before. And let me tell you, I think this thing is picking up some steam. Ray Halbritter of the Oneida Indian Nation. He's a representative and CEO. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on your program.
Well, Ray, this is picking up steam. More and more people are siding with you where they're saying this is an offensive name and it needs to stop. Let me read you this this portion of Christine Brennan's article in USA Today. Quote, even if only some Native Americans think it's racist, here's news for the rest of us. Whether we want to hear it and deal with it or not, it's racist. Your thoughts?
Well, the English dictionary defines the term Redskins as an offensive term to American Indians, and it is. It's a racial slur. It's an epithet. It's dehumanizing and denigrating, and so we really do appreciate the kind of response we've been getting from across the country, and it really is something that's very significant. And, you know, we agree with what Art Monk said, who was a Pro Football Hall of Famer and one of the greatest players ever to play for Washington. He said, if Native Americans feel like Redskins is offensive to them, then who we are to say to them, no, it's not.
Wow. The fact that you've got national writers picking up on this, and really, I know you have been behind this effort for some time. You have been behind this effort. But when you get media people picking it up and they start to say, look, what we're doing here is not correct. This has to be a victory for you. How has Roger Goodell's responses, in your opinion, affected this conversation?
Well, I think he's doing the right thing, and it's time for Washington's team owners to start listening. But, you know, if Dan Snyder continues to be dismissive of the concerns of Native Americans and disdainful of the fact his franchise bears a name that is defined in the dictionaries and epithet, well, then it'll be incumbent upon the rest of the owners and the league and the commissioner to be involved, to take action.
What are some of the steps you're working with now? I know you've got a Change the Mascot ad campaign that's going on. Tell our listeners about that, Ray.
Yes, we have radio ads that are going to be following. We began with Washington's first game, and we're following the team through, and we're going to be following the team throughout the season. But, you know, this is really all of this. You know, we know a lot of people never realized how offensive the name was. They never realized that that's the name that was used when we were forced off our lands at gunpoint, when we were forced to lose much of our culture and our way of life, when our children were forcibly taken from our homes, those names. So that's why a lot of people don't know. So we know a lot of people don't know that, but it's really about the kids. And one of the things that we really find significant is there is a Cooperstown High School, which is in the same town as the Baseball Hall of Fame, and they decided on their own initiative to change the name because they knew it was offensive and it was racist, so they to be used derogatorily. So they decided on their own, and it was so inspiring. We paid for the cost to change the uniforms, but that's what it's really about. It's about the kids, and it's about the future and what this country really means to all of us. And you know, it's a very significant issue.
We're talking with Oneida Nation Representative Roy Halbritter about the Washington Redskins, and he wants them to drop the mascot name, and it is picking up steam. Ray, have you found that Americans have been slow to recognize concerns of Native Americans. I look at concerns about slurs and things that are used towards homosexuals, and people have taken note of that, of how people, black and Hispanic races, when they have issues, that people seem to say, okay, yes, there's a problem here. But when things are concerning American Indians, that it just seems as though it's almost kind of forgotten, or just people are slow to recognize your concerns.
Well, that's one of the reasons why this campaign is so important. Because every people really need to stand up for themselves, and that's what we're doing. And we know that not everybody knows. I mean, names like this really are dehumanizing. We're not just relics. We're not just mascots. And, you know, it really, you know, we have kids, and you wouldn't expect anyone to go to someone's home or come to a reservation or come to my office and say, "Hi, Redskin," or say to some Indian family, "Wow, what a bunch of cute little Redskins." That's really something we know, and how much more the NFL, our nation's capital, should have a name like that associated with the nation's capital for this country. And what a message is that to the rest of the world? You know, we are at a time in America, we really want to be unified. We want the NFL to succeed. We're sponsors of the NFL. Our nation is. So we want the best that America has to offer for Americans, and we wanted to be treated like that, like for what we are, Americans. We're not Redskins.
I appreciate you taking time to come back here on Voices of the Game, Roy Halbritter, and continue the discussion. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on your program.
All right. Change the Mascot ad campaign. Go to changethemascot.org. And I agree with Ray that it's time for Dan Snyder to look for a new nickname. I went to a Native American college, UNC Pembroke. It started off as the North Carolina Indian Normal School, and they continue to use the name Braves as the mascot. But they have done away, especially the baseball program, which at one time used that character that the Cleveland Indians have, the smiling Indian, they've done away with that. The NCAA allows them to use the name Braves because of its historic significance to the Native American community. But they make sure that they don't have anybody dressed up at games in with tomahawks or feathers or anything like that. They have respect for the Lumbee tribe, which it represents. Redskins is not a positive name. It's just not. And while I find myself at times using it here, I am trying to cut back and eliminate it from my vocabulary. Just don't want to be offensive. 855-323-4NBC. Do you find it's offensive? Some people say, you know what, you're being too politically correct. Is that a problem, being politically correct, if we're offending anyone? I don't have a problem with that. 855-323-4NBC. We'll keep this conversation going. And Eli Manning and Peyton Manning talk about playing each other as the Broncos and the Giants hook up this weekend for possibly the final Manning Bowl right here on NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com.
NBC Sports Radio.
This is Jimmy Roberts of NBC, and when I'm not busy covering the world of sports, I listen to NBC Sports Radio.